Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, we have a very interesting interview for you tonight. I'm sure you'll find it quite fascinating. There are two people sitting here with me. We will talk ladies first. One is Mrs. Batya Unterschatz, and the gentleman's name is Professor Dori Parola. Mrs. Unterschatz and Professor Parola have come to Israel within the past year from different parts of the Soviet Union. I would like to start with Mrs. Unterschatz, and we will have a friendly, personal conversation, in the course of which I think her story will come out, and you will find it fascinating, as also will the story of Professor Parola. Mrs. Unterschatz, how long are you in Israel? When did you come?
I came to Israel in 1971, and I'm already more than a year in Israel.
And you speak Hebrew already?
I speak Hebrew.
Very good. Where did you learn?
I studied Hebrew in Ulpan.
What is Ulpan?
Ulpan is a certain school where we have also all the possible living conditions, and we have very nice teachers that in the course of 5 months are helping us to study Hebrew, because without the basic knowledge of Hebrew, we can't start working here.
Professor, did you also learn Hebrew so quickly?
Yes, I studied Hebrew here over 3 months it was only, and then I started working here at the university.
Which university?
At the Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
What work?
I work here as a professor at the Department of Physiology.
Yes, Professor Parola is a very famous physiologist with a long story back in the Soviet Union, and I want to come to him in a minute because his daughter came to Israel before he did. Well, you tell the story, Professor. Tell how your family came and then how you came.
Well, it was a long dream for us to come to Israel, but in Russia they do not let scientists out. And the only possibility for us was to send my wife and my two little children, a daughter of 8 and a son of 6 years, to Israel. And then it took over 1.5 year of pretty hard struggle to get the possibility to go to Israel.
That took a certain amount of courage to send the wife and the children first. Now, didn't you risk the fact that maybe you would not be able to get out because you were an important scientist, and then if they went ahead of you and you couldn't get out, you would never see them again?
Yes, there was a certain risk of such kind, but without risk, we would never have been here in Israel. It was the only possibility for us, and we had to risk.
Mrs. Unterschatz, did you have any risks?
I think every Jew in Russia that wants to come to Israel has a risk in his life, because not everybody goes through such difficulties as Professor did, but everybody has it, because sometimes they make problems in the, you know, just when you come to your work and you see people, Russian people, that are speaking that you are a Jew or something of this kind, or just in the streets, and every minute you feel that you are a Jew, and everybody is just trying you to make, to feel it, that you are a Jew and you are not equal with all the people in Russia. So we came from Lithuania, and we didn't have so large, strong difficulties as Professor, but we were waiting for the permission to come for 14 years.
14 years?
Yes, and you see, so we needed no struggle, nothing, but we needed patience. And I think it's just they wanted to play on nerves, as we call it in Russia.
To play on nerves?
Yes.
Do you have good, strong nerves?
No, we had to have.
Listen, you need it in Israel. Here you need strong nerves. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, and I'm very glad that I came here, because I came here with my family, with my son, with my husband, and with my husband's parents. But my parents are still in Russia, and I hope that they will come sometime.
Where are they still, your parents?
My parents are still in Vilna. Yeah, it's the capital of Lithuania.
Yeah. My father was born in Vilna in 1891. It's almost, we're talking 80 years ago. So when you say Vilna, something rings in my head. I was born in America. I never saw Vilna. Well, look, your father and mother are living back in Vilna.
Yes.
And are they in trouble or difficulty or in danger or something or not?
Not, but you see, my father is simply afraid to give an application to come here because he's not sure about his future work, because if he starts to give the applications to come, he can be dismissed from his work and it's the only source of living, his salary.
If he is dismissed from his job, he has nothing to live on.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a big risk for him to take.
Yes, sure.
Professor, you talked about your daughter. There's one thing I would like to ask. There were some newspaper stories some time ago about a letter which your daughter wrote to the premier of the Soviet Union. I'm not sure of the details. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. My daughter wrote a letter to Mr. Kosygin, and she asked him to let me out. This letter was published in the newspapers here in Israel. It was published also in the American newspapers.
You say she was 8 years old and she wrote such a letter?
And she wrote such a letter, yes. And it actually helped me. I am sure that without this newspaper, without this letter, they wouldn't have let me out from Russia.
Well, you both went through some very hard experiences, and now you are here. Professor, you are here about 1 year?
Yes, 11 months.
11 months. And Mrs. Unterschatz?
A little bit more than a year.
So, we say now you are here a year. And by the way, I am also here now, just 1 year, living from America. Now we have all had problems getting settled in Israel, yes?
Small problems.
I would like you to give me some feeling how it is to live here. Do you like it here? First tell me the good side, then we will go into the bad side, the difficult side. Are you getting enjoyment out of life here?
Well, the life here, I enjoy it very much. It's very nice. The country is beautiful. I was pretty good informed about the country and the situation here, so that when I came here, I didn't wonder much.
How were you informed?
Well, I listened for over 10 years to Radio Israel, Kol Israel. And this gave me a beautiful information about the life here. For me personally, it wasn't very hard to get adjusted to the life here. After the Ulpan, I was offered a good employment at the university, and there were no much problems for me.
Have you traveled around the country? Have you seen
I have seen the north of the country. It's very nice. It's fascinating.
And the children, how do they like it?
They like it very much. They like it, I would say, because they have got a lot of freedom here, much more than in Russia.
Yeah, my children have more freedom here than they had in New York also, I can tell you that. Same thing.
Yeah, and they enjoy this freedom very much.
Yeah, Mrs. Unterschatz, how is it with you?
I think my impressions are just the same as professors, because when I came here, we were in Ulpan, because Ulpan is given to people with high education, so we were lucky to get the Ulpan. And when we were staying there, we had a lot of trips, and we were traveling all over Israel. And when we were in Russia, we had a lot of postcards from Israel, and we didn't believe that Israel is so nice just as in the postcards. But when I came here, I saw that it is just even more beautiful than in the postcards, in this very nice, you know. I thought that just the propaganda to show the country from the nicer side, but I see that it's even better. And what is the most striking thing here is the democracy, because we can speak what we want to speak about, and we can go to whatever place we want to go, and we are just free people. We can meet everybody and speak with everybody, and we are not afraid.
That must be a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. It's so wonderful, you can't imagine it. Because, for example, I was working in Russia for a small time with in tourists, we call it, with American people, and I was afraid to speak a word that is not suitable for the Russian government, you know. And all the time I was afraid of this, and just it was so I wanted to tell them the life of the Jews in Russia and the life of the common people in Russia, and I was afraid to speak about it. And now here I have the nicest possibility to speak to American people and to tell them my impressions.
Yeah, when I said before that your children, Professor, had more freedom here, and I said my children have more freedom here, I was talking, of course, of a different kind of freedom. You were talking about freedom of the spirit and the soul and the mind. I was using the word freedom in a physical sense. And New York is a hard place to bring up children. Here they can run around free outside. Your freedom is more important, because you were speaking of a man's freedom of a soul.
Yeah. Yes, it's just so. Look here, I didn't feel so much oppressed in Russia. I contacted with a lot of scientists which have come to the Academy of Sciences, where I worked over 15 years. Well, I had the possibility to contact and not to look for every word which I'm talking with them, but nevertheless, this feeling which Mrs. Unterschatz has told, it never left me. And here,
even a famous scientist where you could meet other scientists, other parts of the world, still you had a feeling.
Still I had it. Mm-hmm. And here I have lost it.
It's all gone.
It's gone.
All right, now listen, I would like to go to another side for a moment. We all love Israel, and we are happy you are here, and the Jews of America, and also many non-Jews in America who are watching the movement. They are also happy you are coming from the Soviet Union and coming to live here. But let's face it, we are all grown-up people. There are difficulties here, too. I would like to ask each one of you one question. We have a few minutes left. Give me one difficulty which is here, and one way it could be corrected. Because always it's important how to improve a situation.
Yeah, I think the main problem for example, and I know a lot of people that have the same problem, it is the problem to get a job here for a philologist, I mean, because we come here with the knowledge of Russian language, of English. Our English is, I think, it's not so good.
No, because it's not so bad, though.
We're not American, not English people, and so it is very difficult for us to get a job here, to be adjust to this, to Israelian conditions, you know. And I was looking for a job for a long time, and afterwards I learned that there are different courses, some subjects to study and to change the profession, and so I decided to go to take course in to study the country and just to work with the tourists to show them the country. I think this is the problem, just to give to the newcomers the proper information about all the possible ways to study and to change the profession.
Uh-huh. So you think newcomers are not given enough information?
No, not.
Well, this should certainly be improved. The Jewish Agency and the government, I think, must take better steps to inform the newcomers more accurately what life is like here.
Yeah.
Professor, do you have one thing that you would like to comment?
Yes, it is unfortunately not to be improved. It's a rather high temperature here. Look here, I come from Leningrad, and the temperature here is just a problem which I have to get adjusted to.
Yeah.
There are some things, surely. I would say maybe the children are they've got too much freedom. Something is which can be approved here in matters of education. We have to discuss these things.
More discipline,
just.
Maybe the same way.
Maybe there are something here which is to be improved. But, well, look here, for me it was no many problems which made my absorption here difficult. It was really so, and I do not complain.
Well, one thing which neither one of you has mentioned, but which I have noticed, is the difficulty with housing. We are not building enough housing here fast enough. We are not building it in the places where you folks would like to have it. And I want to say, although this may sound like a commercial, but this is really something to do with money. We could improve the housing if we had more money. We must have more money. We must build more houses. We hope more people will come from Soviet Union.
Yes.
The houses should be dispersed more. There should be more in the Tel Aviv area, which is where everybody wants to go and not have to go farther out in different parts of the country. But you know, I think when we are finished with it all, we are looking at something very good here, because with all the difficulties, you will have a better life here personally as people. I think.
Surely. I hope so. I'm sure that
as Jews also, I think.
As Jews, as people which like freedom. And which people which like to live in their country, in their home country.
Well, that's it. And to build a home country, we need the Jews of United States working together with the Jews of Israel and the newcomers coming from Soviet Union. After all, here you have the three strongest Jewish communities in the world, Israel, Russia, America. And if the three of us will work together, I think we can build something here very good.
Surely.
The first word to the lady, the last word to the lady. You give us the last word, Mrs. Unterschatz.
I told already that I'm very happy that I'm in Israel, and here I am a Jew. I'm a real Jew, and my family is a Jewish family, and I never feel myself degraded here, and I just feel myself a real person here.
Okay, let me thank you for coming, and I hope that life continues to be very good, and I hope we meet again outside of this radio interview and continue to develop our lives here together. Thank you very much.